It's time for Conversations in the Blue Chair, a bi-weekly podcast from the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfax, where we talk to renters and experts on trending topics impacting the multifamily industry. Now here are your hosts, Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter.
I am Leah Nicole Smith, and to my right is Jennifer Carter.
Hello, welcome everyone.
We are the education team at Satisfax and Apartment Ratings, and we are so excited to launch this new podcast. Well, as you may know, Jennifer and I host a free monthly webinar called On-Site Insights Live, and last year we did a three-part series called Conversations with Renters. During that series, we asked focus groups of renters to give us their thoughts and opinions on topics like negative reviews, renewals, you name it. Well, that series ended up being one of the year's highest rated, so we decided to keep the ball rolling and create Conversations in the Blue Chair. So on these episodes, not only will you hear from current renters, but we will be inviting industry experts to join us from time to time. And as we wrap up each episode, Jennifer and I will give you our 5 in 5, which is 5 action items in 5 minutes. Because, I mean, you know, what's the point if there are no actionable takeaways, right?
Yes, of course. So, well, you may be wondering, of course, right, how the renters in our focus group are vetted. Well, we actually put out a call nationwide, so across the United States, for current renters. We put out that call for people that were 18 to 65 with a yearly income ranging from $45,000 to $150,000. These renters, we also had requested they must have renewed their current lease at least once. So they're able to speak on a wide range of experiences. And in one of our recent focus groups, we asked renters to complete the following sentence. I wish my management team would. And today, you are going to hear from 4 renters who felt they have some really great responses. So when we pose this topic to our focus group, we expected to hear what we, I think, in this industry call the usual suspects. Things
right?
Like maintenance, yeah, safety, neighborhoods, neighbors, etc. So what we found interesting was some of these renters noticed things that are probably going overlooked by management teams all over. So really some interesting information that we came across.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Jennifer, but I was really surprised at the majority of the focus groups and at how they answered things that, you know, we weren't expecting to hear at all.
Yeah, it definitely was eye-opening, and not their answers weren't what we were expecting, that's for sure.
Yeah, so a perfect example of that comes from Jacob. He lives in Tampa Bay, Florida, and he just wished his management team would clean the amenities.
Nothing more simple than that, right?
Right, specifically the fitness center. So take a listen as Jacob explains a little bit more.
I am having a tough time going into the gym and seeing crumbs and dirt and all kinds of, it's a carpeted gym, and I'm seeing the same stuff in the gym today that was in there on the floor about a year ago when I moved into the property. And so I know it hasn't been cleaned. There hasn't been any vacuuming been done. And it's something that they're not taking care of the amenities in that way. The machines are fairly new, so it's not like they're broken down, but the inside of the gym is really gross, and it's, you know, they need to clean in there.
So you can tell by his enthusiasm that something as little as crumbs is making a big impact on Jacob's experience as a resident. And who's to say that other residents aren't noticing the same things, right?
So interesting, we even had prospects, which is like Lynn, who's next up, who lives in Lynchburg, Virginia. And we asked Lynn for her wish list items. So we asked her what she would think would be on her wish list for management teams. And she said she wished her management team would be in the office more often. And we were wondering what she meant. Did she mean expanding office hours, or what did that really mean when she says just be in the office more often? So let's take a look here and see what Lynn had to say about that.
So there's been some times where I'll have a question for the management and I'll email them or call them and they don't answer. So I go to the office, and which it's not that far, it's in the development, but still, it's just the fact that I have to go to the office just to find out that they're not in there. And there's just a sign generally on the door saying, "Sorry, we're out of the office, come back later." There's no explanation as to where they are. There's no like, "Oh, we're at lunch, we'll be back in an hour," or "We'll be back at one," or anything like that. And so I kind of never know what to expect. I don't know what time they're going to be back. I don't know when I should come back to the office. And I mean, like I said, the office is pretty close to where I live, but it's just kind of annoying having to leave my apartment just to go to the office and find out that they're not there, to leave, go back to my apartment, and then in a couple hours go back and they're still not there. So yeah, I guess it would just be nice for them to be there more often, hire more people to go to the office, or at least just have an explanation as to where they are or when they'll be back. Or to have even better, just better hours. Because if they're going to be open from 8 to 5, then they need to be there and not say that they're going to be open from 8 to 5 and then not be there for a good period of that time.
You know what? I think Lynn made a great point in regards to the management office hours. And although, it's been years since I've been on site, but I haven't forgotten how crazy the days can get for on-site teams. And, sometimes it's inevitable. You can't help it. You have to be out of the office. But I do think it comes down to communicating with the residents. If a resident just shows up and they know that you're supposed to be there from 9 to 6, and if there's that be back sign on the door, if there's just no one in the office at all, you kind of leave them to their own devices to kind of determine why you're out of the office. And no communication really is going to elevate resident frustration.
Yeah, I definitely think of when you're missing information, you just kind of assume something or assume what you think is happening. So the more communication you can give to your residents, the better I think it'll be. Okay, so we actually have a couple of renters talking about pet owners not picking up after their pets and wishing the management team would do something more about it. We have a renter, Kimberly, who lives in Hillard, Ohio, and she wishes her management team would install cameras because this has become a real big problem in our community. I know probably many listeners can relate. So here's what Kimberly had to say in regards to pet owners.
This is the first time I've lived in an apartment my entire life. I've always lived in a home. So it was a big adjustment. and I thought noisy neighbors or things like that would be things that frustrated me the most with living in an apartment or a community. However, it has come to my realization that I like a clean premise, and the premises, as much as the management team does their very best to keep things clean, people just refuse to pick up after their pets. I have kids that like to play in the grass. When there's big piles everywhere, it's really unfortunate. It's unsanitary. It's not healthy for the pets. It's not great for kids. It's not great for the grass. It makes the grass. They put pet waste stations all over the community to try to help people, encourage them to pick up after their pets. But for me, it's a really big bother when I'm just walking my dogs and all I see are dog feces everywhere.
So Jennifer, you were talking before about sort of the usual suspects, safety, neighbors, maintenance, things like that. Pet owners for sure is one of those usual suspects. And I think her point, Kimberly's point about inconsiderate pet owners is definitely something that we see quite often in our Satisfac survey comments, also apartment ratings reviews. I do like that she gave props to the management team because she said that they were doing the best that they could, that there were some efforts being made, like the pet stations. But from my experience, I know this is a struggle. This is absolutely a struggle with management teams across the country. So maybe this could be one of our future topics. for an episode. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we could do our own episode just on this topic.
Maybe two or three.
Maybe. Something else we're actually finding interesting is that renters these days want more and more ways to connect with each other and also management. I think in our everyday life, we've already seen that, but specifically for renters, I think they'll find ways to connect with each other, whether that's social, whether that's a portal or texting or whatever that is. So Emily, actually, from Lynn, Massachusetts, is one such renter. She wishes to have a kind of a forum to connect with residents. So maybe like that portal aspect, and offer ways such as anonymous surveys or ways to give anonymous feedback to her management team. So Emily has some more to share with us on that.
From the being able to communicate with other residents standpoint, my husband and I have two cats, and it would be really nice to have a forum where we could ask other residents in the building, hey, do you mind, you know, checking on my cat this day? I'll be out of town. Or, you know, if one of our neighbors needed their dog walked or something. So being able to communicate with one another on a managed portal, I think would be really helpful. And then being able to offer suggestions. It's a brand new apartment building. They just started building it. Or they just finished building it in July when we moved in. It wasn't even completed when we moved in, actually. So there are just some things that could use a little help. So, for example, the door that is really one of the main entrances doesn't have an overhang, and all of our keys are on an app through our phone. We don't have any physical keys. So when it's raining out, there's no overhang to open my phone, and my phone ends up getting soaking wet when I'm trying to open my front door. So it would be nice to offer that suggestion to the management company through an anonymous online portal, I think would be really helpful.
So in listening to the renters that we're featuring today, I think what I'm getting out of this wish list focus group is that even the little things have the ability to impact the overall resident experience, right? Like crumbs in the fitness center or out of office signs. Maybe like Kimberly said, not having a way to communicate and connect with others in addition to the management team, and our Satisfacts Index actually backs this up. You know, teams are doing really well with the overall management of the community, but it's important to listen to their residents, you know, because they may be pointing out things that are overlooked. And things like surveys, as Kimberly mentioned, you know, just having a way to provide feedback is, I mean, paramount to just really learning more about your residents.
Yeah, you absolutely want to get that feedback too. I mean, if we don't get it, then we are kind of flying in the blind. So it's great to have.
Absolutely. So Jennifer, we have come to the point in the episode where we are going to give our listeners our 5 in 5. Again, you guys, that is 5 takeaways, 5 action items, 5 tips, 5 best practices, you name it, in 5 minutes.
That's right. So we're going to start off with number one. So with all of this information we've been gathering from our renters, the first one we would love to be able to share is communication. So creating that plan to make residents aware of things going on in the community. Again, if we leave the assumption out for residents, they kind of insert their own information. So we don't want to allow that. So definitely have a plan to be able to do that. Things like Nextdoor, the Nextdoor app that you may be familiar with that kind of keeps a community aware, maybe locally, of information of things going on. So if you have a way to do that, is really, really great. Maybe it's a portal, maybe it's like a text program, email, whatever that is. There might be some options there to create that plan.
Yeah, maybe even just a good old-fashioned newsletter. You know, I think sometimes we think we have to be super high-tech. But, you know, yeah, residents, you know, they'll appreciate any kind of communication from the management team so that they know what's going on. Number two is upkeep. residents really want to be proud about where they live. You know, think about this. You know, if they are always going to someone else's house to celebrate things or get together, and they don't really want people to come to them, you know, they want to have this be their home. And imagine someone coming home at the end of a long day, and as soon as they enter the gates, you know, they're kind of bombarded with eyesores. There's overflowing dumpsters, and there's out of order signs here and there around the community. There's, you know, pets waste all over the place. You know, we want our residents to have that sense of ownership, even though they are at a, you know, at a apartment community. But you have to make sure that, you know, they feel like this is their home. So our suggestion in terms of upkeep is think about how you can divide out your community into sections or areas, and each person on your team is responsible for their area. You know, they'll walk it a couple times a day. They can put in any service requests for things that are being done. They can take sort of ownership of their area in regards to pet owners who maybe aren't following the policies and things like that, balconies, blinds, you name it. But just, you know, having them have accountability for their section of the community.
Absolutely. Number three, availability. So at times we talked kind of a little bit, and we heard from some renters that, you know, you have to close the office, right? You may have some trainings, you may be out on property, you may be simply just grabbing lunch. But we want to try as much as possible to really communicate and be available as much as possible to the renters. So again, maybe post a sign when you're going to be back. And maybe it's, I'm going to be back at 1:15 and you're really back at 1:00. So when they come back into the office, you're really ready to go and you're there. And you are not just kind of walking in the door when they're walking in the door.
I think that's a great idea. Kind of pad yourself, you know, give yourself some time, add an extra 15 minutes on there and show up before the resident expects you to be there. I think that's a great idea, Jennifer. Number four is feedback. We heard this from Kimberly, but we have to allow the residents an opportunity to give their thoughts and their opinions in a way that they're comfortable. Not everyone is comfortable, you know, putting a note in a suggestion box or, you know, kind of being able to take a survey, but they have to identify themselves. You know, I personally think, and Jennifer, you know, we're kind of biased, but surveys are best, right? They're third party, anonymous, and especially with us, they're measurable. You know, you can tell how things are going with trends and over time. If you don't allow some kind of avenue for your residents to provide you feedback in a way that they're comfortable, they're going to go online. And that's where you see those anonymous negative reviews, or you see those reviews and you can't really do much about them because you don't know who the person is that, you know, that posted that review.
Yeah. And I think I just, you know, what comes to mind is like, it's almost like most companies do surveys, right? Like I kind of think of my everyday life. So I think for us, it's even better because we can measure those, like you said. So I think it's a wealth of information and it should be welcome. So what better way to get, from your residents, the true way that they're feeling and what they're seeing.
Yeah,
so I think it's a great way to get feedback. All right, lastly, to close out our 5 and 5, we have details. So residents notice everything, yes. You know, want to make sure that we all have a hand in monitoring what's going on at the community. So again, even when you don't think that they may see it, they probably do. They see things a little bit differently, probably than, you know, maybe the on-site team. And it's not bad, but we want to maybe kind of make sure that we are have that eye in the detail of the community, you know, all around the community. So what we can say is share that responsibility. So divide and conquer, maybe with the staff. You know, you have as the manager maybe one section, your maintenance has another section, your leasing team has another area, and you're walking and checking different areas, the fitness center versus maybe the grounds or certain buildings, and then switch it up so you have different eyes on different parts of the community.
Yeah, because Jacob was not kidding when he was, when he was talking about the crumbs in the fitness center. He was very passionate about the
crumbs.
Yes,
exactly.
And not, I mean, definitely not making fun of him at all, but it's, you know, it's the stuff that we probably don't think is a big deal, you know, but you can hear in in his recording that this really impacted him. You know, he
well, it's important to him, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I think it goes back to what you said, Leah, right? Like they want to care, or they care about where they live. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so to him, that's a big deal. Right. Like maybe to you, you may not see it because you're there every day. But for him, that's important. He probably uses the fitness center all the time and, you know, wants to make sure that it's clean. So definitely a great example.
Yeah. And probably when he walks in that fitness center, that's the first thing he looks for. To see if anybody has cleaned up yet, you know,
yep.
he probably makes a beeline to that area to see if that has been taken care of. And each time he goes, those crumbs are still still in there. And he's just like frustrated every single time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Details. I love that one. Number five is details. So everyone, we have come to the end of the very first episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair. We hope that you will stick around for episode 2 all the way through episode 200. Who knows? But thank you so much for joining us today. Be on the lookout for future episodes. We will be posting them every other week, right? It's bi-weekly.
Yes.
Yes, we will be having them every other Tuesday. So we'd love to have you join us for the next one. And thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
You never know who will be joining us in the blue chair. Click the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss a show. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Conversations in the Blue Chair with Leah Nicole Smith and Jennifer Carter, the education team at Apartment Ratings and Satisfacts. Educators, not data collectors.